Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You know, in our world today where we are online so much, we kind of can hide behind our computers. Have you noticed that?
Easy to do.
Right? So we put out this thing on social media like we're big and strong and tough and perfect, but we often just have this mask. And what I love about Deborah Hayes here, you just drove all the way from where?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington, Kentucky. It's only 9:17 a.m. When did you leave?
Last night.
You left last night.
I stayed with Tina last night.
All right, all right. So you left the night
before.
But yes. Here's the point. So we're at this thing called Igniting Souls Fellowship. Right. We do it once a month for free. It's in Columbus, Ohio, but people can tune in on Facebook. You chose to show up live, though, 3 years ago.
In August of 2015. Yes,
you said, I'm going to check out this bald dude to make sure he's legit. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said.
So
exactly
I'm glad you came, but look at your life now.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. It's crazy. You've published your book. You're moving.
I'm moving.
You're starting to do what you love full time now because you finally, you know, are ready to launch. I'm so proud of you. But what encouragement would you give for people that are kind of hiding behind their computers and say, well, you know, by the way, I'm an introvert. Are you an introvert? You're an extrovert. Okay.
I'm an introvert.
I'm an introvert. But especially introverts, we can kind of like hide in the online world. But I know that I purposely have to get my butt out there and meet people face to face. What would you tell someone who might be thinking about like the conference, Igniting Souls Conference, or even just like meeting people?
I would say that don't be afraid because it will open doors that you cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when I started The Deeper Path.
Exactly.
One of the things that resonated with me through The Deeper Path that changed my entire life, and I probably wouldn't have latched onto it had I not met you personally.
Okay.
Because that was before we even started the book or anything.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about the mentality of scarcity.
Yes.
You know, I was living in a place where I lost a lot, so
yep.
I was thinking
lost kids and everything,
marriage, finances,
yeah.
everything. So I was thinking, well, if I don't have anything, I don't have to worry about losing it.
There you go.
That's where
it's
I was
like
living.
Kind of like a self-protective strategy.
Exactly. But through The Deeper Path, mm-hmm. you and the conferences and all the coaching for the past 2-3 years, I've learned that, you know, scarcity is just a form of fear.
Exactly.
You know, and it's
exactly.
like when you take those mm-hmm. first steps, it's going to open up so many doors.
Yeah.
And now, in less than a month, I'm starting to live a dream that, I mean, I'll start to cry about now because I never dreamed. I mean, it was like,
you could do your passion full time.
Right. I never blinked. I could work without having a job surpox.
Yeah.
For someone else's
yep.
life,
yep.
you know, supporting
yep.
their
making
life.
Somebody else's dream
yes,
come true instead
yes.
of your own.
You say it.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And my arm's killing me. That's why I'm holding it like this.
Okay.
But listen, I love what you're saying. You came in a place of fear and scarcity.
Right. Didn't know
but
anyone.
Today, we've actually hired you on
yes.
for just a small bit of your time because you do fantastic stuff on your own. But I just want to encourage you guys today, like Deborah. Notice today, you're being authentic, you're being real, you're being open with where you were. I was there. I mean, I remember the first time I was stuck in my day job and I was thinking about going to an event where, ooh, everybody in the room's smarter than me
and
better
you.
Than me. Yeah, we
yeah.
think all that stuff. And that's a place where the enemy wants to hold us back. But I'm so glad you pushed through. Today you're a soul on fire. And you are living your dream. And tell us the name of your book, by the way.
The name of the book is Rise, What to Do When Hell Won't Back Off.
And I told you, I said that's going to be an edgy subtitle, but I love it. And it's fantastic. So go ahead, check out Deborah's book. Let her words today inspire you.
Don't be afraid.
And I often say that fear is just an indicator that you're moving in the right direction.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Have a good day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.